RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The Indonesian government support Bank Indonesia's proposal to re-denominate rupiah. Rupiah strengthened to 13,310 over US dollar on Monday. Commander of Kodam 2 Sriwijaya asked the military to always mingle with the community. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government has expressed its support of Bank Indonesia BI's proposal to revive plans to re-denominate the rupiah, but has yet to decide how many zeros will be removed from the currency. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution in Jakarta on Sunday, July 23rd, in Jakarta said that the government has not decided yet whether the government will scrap 3 or 4 zeros from the rupiah. Previously, BI Governor Agus Martowardoyo called on the House of Representatives to immediately approve the redenomination bill into law, stressing that it was the best time to eliminate zeros from the rupiah as Indonesia's macroeconomic condition was currently favorable. Darmin Nasution said the transition period for redenomination would be 1 to 2 years, while the entire process would take 6 to 7 years to give business players enough time to make the necessary adjustments, such as changing their price tags. He said the price adjustment will also be mentioned in the law on redenomination. However, he stressed that such a move could only be implemented when the inflation rate was between 3 to 4%, as otherwise the value of the rupiah could further weaken. The rupiah exchange rate, which was interbank transaction in Jakarta Monday morning, moved slightly higher by 3 points to 13,310 rupiah compared to the previous position of 13,313 per US dollar. This was said by Samuel Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta in Jakarta Monday. He added that the Federal Open Market Committee FOMC meeting this week not to raise the Fed fund rate yet also pressed the US dollar. He added the domestic negative sentiment on the widening of the state budget APBN deficit is being offset by the government's commitment to boost spending on infrastructure. Monex Investindo Futures analyst Putu Agus Pranswamitra added that sentiment concerning Bank Indonesia reference rate or BI 7-day repo rate, which is maintained at 4.75% level, is also responded positively by money market participants. On the other hand, Fitch Ratings, the international rating agency maintaining investment grade stages on sovereign credit rating Republic of Indonesia at BBB- level with positive outlook, is also one of the factors that keep rupiah fluctuation in the positive area. Commander of Military Regional Command Kodam 2 Sriwijaya, Major General TNI A.M. Putranto, asked all his soldiers to blend in with the community so that the military is getting more loved and strong. It was said by Putranto after the handover of the commander of the Air Defense Artillery Battalion from Lieutenant Colonel Artillery Ari Trisenta Nursanto to his successor, Major Artillery Tan Kurniawan in Sarong, South Sumatra, on Monday, July 24. If the military blends with the community, he said, the information can be obtained faster. This is important, especially for early detection of problems that will occur. Therefore, it is important for the military soldiers close to the community, especially in maintaining conducive situation in the region. Indonesian National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia and state-owned Bank Negara Indonesia BNI have recently come up with a tourism program called Ayo Liburan, or Let's Take a Vacation, that can help contribute to the tourism ministry's target of 20 million overseas tourists and 275 local tourists by 2019. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya at the launching event of the program recently said in Jakarta that Ayo Liburan program is a real, innovative and creative act in creating an interesting travel package that attracts travelers to participate. The minister said, as a national flag carrier, Garuda Indonesia has to keep on innovating, expanding their network, as well as acting as a bridge that connects the archipelago with people from all over the world. The airline itself is already on the track with the world standard. The ministry has to collaborate and analyze on what it has done to improve Indonesian tourism. The travel program offers participants to travel to 5 destinations in Indonesia, namely Belitung, Labuan Bajo, Malang, Padang, and Banyuwangi throughout the month of August until November this year. The Ayo Liburan program can be accessed from Garuda Indonesia mobile app or website www.garudaindonesia.com. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government will take harsh actions against lecturers or civil servants who are involved in Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia activities. The government will give them 2 options following the disbanding of Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia to quit the organization or remain in it, but being discharged as civil servants. Indonesian Research, Technology and High Education Minister Muhammad Nasir said on Sunday, July 23, in Jakarta, those who are involved in the organization must be educated. According to him, the education will be given by campus officials and they will be monitored. Aside from the regulation in lieu of Law No. 2/2017 on mass organization, the options are based on the Government Regulation No. 53/2010 on civil servant discipline. The regulation requires civil servants to be loyal to and uphold the Pancasila, 1945 Constitution, the Republic of Indonesia, and the government. Nasir is planning to gather university rectors across the country on July 26. Following the offer, Gajah Mada University Rector Panut Mulyono said that the campus will comply with the government regulation. Indonesian state-owned airport operator Angkasa Pura II has been named the operator of West Java International Airport, BIJB, in Kertajati, around 68 kilometers from Bandung. Angkasa Pura or AP2 President Director Muhammad Awaluddin said in Jakarta on Sunday, July 23, that the company is grateful for the trust West Java provincial government have placed in it to operate the airport. He said in the near future, AP2 and PTBIJB will discuss in more details about BIJB operations. Awaluddin said that the BIJB operations will be initiated with the signing of a framework commitment and memorandum of understanding between AP2 and provincial government on PT West Java International Airport, or BIJB. He said that AP2 are optimistic of turning BIJB into an airport that fully supports the economic growth in Indonesia, particularly West Java. At a meeting with West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan, Awaluddin conveyed the company's intention to be involved in the development of an aero city nearby the airport. West Java International Airport is expected to have a terminal with a capacity of 5 million passengers per year, which will be upgraded to 18 million passengers. Angkasa Pura II is the current operator of Hussein Sastra Negara International Airport in Bandung that support tourism industry in West Java. The last item. Indonesian State-Owned Lender Bank Tabungan Negara, or BTN, has launched 2,126 affordable housing units with 5% fixed rate mortgage for 20-year terms and 1% down payment. The houses are being offered to low-income people through BTN Subsidized House Ownership Credit Scheme, or KPR. Pekanbaru residents can buy an affordable house with ₹750,000 installment per month. BTN President Director Mariono said on Sunday, July 23rd, after supporting an affordable housing project in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, BTN is back with affordable housing units in Pekanbaru. Aside from low installment, Mariono said that people wanting to buy affordable houses through BTN subsidized KPR scheme will get ₹4 million for down payment from the government. Mariono said that this year, the bank will be committed to supporting the development of affordable housing projects and distribute BTN subsidized KPR scheme for 504,122 houses. All in all, BTN expects to distribute construction and KPR credit for 666,000 houses for the end of this year to support the 1 million housing program. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Indonesian government support Bank Indonesia's proposal to redenominate rupiah. Rupiah strengthened to 13,310 over US dollar on Monday. Commander of Kodam 2 Sriwijaya asked the military to always mingle with the community. That was the news.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. before August 1, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Listener, welcome to our commentary entitled Family, the Main Pillar of Children's Personality Development. In the peak of the National Children's Day 2017 commemoration in Pekanbaru, Riau Province, on Sunday, July 23, 2017, President Joko Widodo reminded Indonesian children not to easily bully and denounce friends. The head of state also reminded Indonesian children to always uphold the national character values that have become a culture among Indonesian people. The message of the head of state to Indonesian children is not without reason. Bullying or harassment cases have become a hot issue these days, with abusers and the victims coming from among the children themselves. What is actually wrong with the Indonesian family so that harassment, especially among children, seems to become a culture that is difficult to eliminate? Is Indonesia known as a country with its people with good manners and strong religious values? It turns out that one of the reasons why children bully others is because they do not get the attention from their parents. Children with busy parents or parents who tend to think about their children's needs only without thinking about their children's development will become vulnerable to social disease. The role of the family today is very important for the development of the child's personality. What children need, in addition to material needs, is that they also need non-material needs such as love and attention. Parents should be their friends who are ready whenever they need the soldiers to cry on. In this way, children will not get lost and do not do a defiant act. The family's influence in child education is enormous in many ways. It is the family that prepares the growth potential and the formation of the child's personality. In addition to the environment, the child's personality really depends on the parents' paradigm, mindset, and behavior. They have a very important role in realizing the child's personality. Children are the nation's next generation. They must be guarded. They must be given love and attention. Parents should not only give their material satisfaction, so as forgetting the formation of their children's personality. Happy National Children's Day. That was the commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Remote Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, on outstanding events happening today in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on July 24, 1911, when Hiram Bingham III discovered the Inca citadel of Machu Picchu. Hiram Bingham III, on November 19, 1875 to June 6, 1956, was an American academician, explorer, and politician. He made public the existence of the Inca citadel of Machu Picchu in 1911 with the guidance of local indigenous farmers. Later, Bingham served as a member of the United States Senate for the state of Connecticut. Most archaeologists believe that Machu Picchu was built as an estate for the Inca Emperor Pachacuti in 1438 to 1472. Often mistakenly referred to as the Lost City of the Incas, the title more accurately applied to Vilcabamba. It is the most familiar icon of Inca civilization. The Incas built the estate around 1450 but abandoned it at a century later at the time of the Spanish conquest. Although known locally, it was not known to the Spanish during the colonial period and remained unknown to the outside world until American historian Hiram Bingham brought it to international attention in 1911. Machu Picchu was built in the classical Inca style with polished dry stone walls. Its three primary structures are the Intihuatana, the Temple of the Sun, and the Room of the Three Windows. Most of the outlying buildings have been reconstructed in order to give tourists a better idea of how they originally appeared. By 1976, 30% of Machu Picchu had been restored and restoration continues. The next event is in 1921, when the region of West Asia was controlled by France and England. On July 24, 1921, Palestine, Iraq, and the eastern region of Jordan were officially handed over to British rule, while the Lebanese and Syrian regions were handed over to France. The British and French domination of the former territories occupied by the Ottoman Empire marked the beginning of Western colonialism over the West Asian region. For the Islamic world in general, this is also the beginning of disaster because since that time, the British began to prepare for the establishment of an illegal state called Israel. The last event was in 1981 when Buya Hamka passed away. Professor Dr. Haji Abdul Malik bin Dr. Sheikh Haji Abdul Karim Amrullah is better known by the nickname Hamka. He was born in Batang River, Tanjung Raya, Agam Regency, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908, and passed away in Jakarta, Indonesia, on July 24, 1981, at the age of 73 years old. He was an Indonesian ulema, novelist, philosopher, and political activist. Hamka was given the title Buya, a call from Minangkabau people derived from the word Abi or Abuya in Arabic, which means our father or someone who is respected. Hamka had received several awards at national and international levels, such as the honorary honor of Dr. Honoris Causa of Al-Azhar University in 1958, Dr. Honoris Causa from the University of Kebangsaan, Malaysia in 1974, and the title Datuk Indono and Pangeran Wiroguno from the Indonesian government. Listener, that was today in history of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Nduka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia and Vietnam Strengthen Maritime Cooperation. In a meeting between Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla and Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam Phuong Dinh Hue in Jakarta on Friday, July the 21st, it was agreed that Indonesia and Vietnam are to strengthen cooperation in maritime field. Yusuf Kalla said the two countries would arrange joint patrols in the waters area in order to anticipate security threats. In addition, the government of Indonesia and the government of Vietnam also agreed to resolve the problem of illegal fishing. Yusuf Kalla asserted that the two countries will improve our relations to be completed jointly and will be arranged in a meeting later in early August in Hanoi. This meeting will also talk about the planned arrival of the Secretary General of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Nguyen Phu Trong, to Indonesia at the end of August 2017. Communist Party of Vietnam is the ruling party in the country and Nguyen Phu Trong is a person who has a high position in the government of Vietnam. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Wong Dinh Hue also thanked Indonesia who has saved and returned around 600 Vietnamese nationals who were victims of human trafficking.
Kita bicarakan bagaimana mengatur patroli bersama.
We were talking about how to arrange patrols between Indonesia and Vietnam to avoid undesirable things. He also thanked me because we have returned 600 small fishermen who were the victims of human trafficking in the Maluku area, and therefore we will fix a relationship. Yes, we will set cooperation because both countries are equally agree to settle illegal fishing. Yusuf Kalla added he and Deputy Prime Minister Wong had discussed two issues. First, the unresolved negotiations between Indonesia and Vietnam on exclusive economic zone after the last meeting on April the 27th, 2017 in Yogyakarta. Second, the upcoming visit by Secretary General of Vietnam Communist Party Nguyen Phu Trong to Indonesia at the end of August this year. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam Phuong Dinh Hue said Indonesia and Vietnam will increase cooperation in various fields. According to Phuong Dinh Hue, Vietnam has become a strategic partner for each of APEC countries, including Indonesia, and looks forward to the visit of Indonesian President Joko Widodo to Vietnam to attend APEC Economic Leaders Meeting in Da Nang, November this year. Previously, Vietnam's Deputy Prime Minister and his delegation had met Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi to discuss bilateral cooperation and strategic partnership in detail. Following it, during his visit to Hanoi, President Joko Widodo will discuss the strengthening of maritime cooperation with Vietnam. Meanwhile, next month, some Indonesian representatives will travel to Vietnam to discuss strengthening the eradication of illegal fishing. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, coming up next, our news in brief. The Indonesian government has expressed its support of Bank Indonesia's proposal to revive plans to redenominate the rupiah, but has yet to decide how many zeros will be removed from the currency. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution in Jakarta on Sunday, July 23, in Jakarta said that the government has not decided yet whether the government will scrap 3 or 4 zeros from the rupiah. The rupiah exchange rate, which was interbank transaction in Jakarta Monday morning, moved slightly higher by 3 points to 13,310 compared to the previous position of 13,313 per US dollar. This was said by Samuel Securitas economist Rangga Cipta in Jakarta Monday. Commander of Military Regional Command Kodam 2 Sriwijaya, Major General TNI AM Putranto, asked all his soldiers to blend in with the community so that the military is getting more loved and strong. Indonesian National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia and State-owned Bank Negara Indonesia BNI have recently come up with a tourism program called Ayo Liburan, or Let's Take a Vacation, that can help contribute to the Tourism Ministry's target of 20 million overseas tourists and 275 local tourists by 2019. The Indonesian government will take harsh actions against lecturers or civil servants who are involved in Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia activities. The government will give them 2 options following the disbanding of the Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia to quit the organization or remain in it but being discharged as civil servants. Indonesian state-owned airport operator Angkasa Pura II has been named the operator of West Java International Airport in Kertajati, around 68 kilometers from Bandung. Indonesian state-owned lender Bank Tabungan Negara or BTN has launched 2,126 affordable housing units with 5% fixed-rate mortgage for 20-year terms and 1% down payment. The houses are being offered to low-income people through BTN Subsidized House Ownership Credit Scheme, or KPR. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Thank you.
make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Mandorak Beach in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. In the southwest of East Nusa Tenggara Province, there is Sumba Island. This island has hilly topography with vast savanna fields and interesting tourism objects, which is known worldwide. On this island, there are culture and megalithic objects, which are still preserved until now. No wonder Sumba Island by archaeologists is called the living megalithic culture that continues to live since 4,500 years ago. Listeners, besides megalithic cultural heritage, Sumba also has various amazing marine tourism objects because Sumba directly borders with Indian Ocean in the south. One of beautiful beaches is Mandorak Beach. The beach is located at Pero Batang Village, Kodi Sub-District, Southwest Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara Province. The distance is around 42 kilometers from Tambalaka, the capital city of Southwest Sumba. From Kupang, Tambalaka can be accessed by plane. From Tambalaka Airport, you only have two choices of transportations, namely by renting motorcycle or car or ojek. Renta tarif for car from airport to Mandorak Beach is around 250,000 until 300,000 rupiah, while motorcycle is around 100,000 until 150,000 rupiah. The tariff depends on your ability to bargain the tariff. The trip from airport to the beach takes around 3 hours. Listeners, Mandaurak Beach is only 50 meters wide and its position is on steep cliff which is connected with 3 meters wide sea. To go there, visitors must take walk through the pit. Mandaurak has white and clean sand like pearl. The blue to greenish color which dominates the beach shows the cleanness of Mandaurak Beach. The waves are also quite loud, so that many tourists come to enjoy surfing at the beach, but you do not have to worry because you can still swim at the beach. Around the complex, there is waterfall, which is usually used to take a bath. Listeners, the undersea view of Mandaurak Beach is also beautiful. Here, there are also many diving spots to enjoy undersea beauty. Besides, visitors can catch fish on high rock. In the evening, they can enjoy sunset. To take rest at the beach, there are Sumba traditional house and bungalow. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. This segment is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today, we feature a topic entitled Kamu Sekarang Ada Di Mana, which in English means Where Are You Now? Stay tuned. First, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say it twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. Sekarang. Sekarang in English, now. Di mana? Di mana in English, where? Maaf. Maaf in English, sorry. Di jalan. Di jalan in English, on the way. Lama. Lama. In English, long. Menunggu. Menunggu in English, to wait for. Belum sampai. Belum sampai in English, not arrive yet. Jangan. Jangan in English, do not. Marah. Marah in English, angry. Mengatakan. Mengatakan in English, to say. Terlambat. Terlambat in English, be late. Ban mobil. Ban mobil in English, car tire. Kempes. Kempes in English, flat. Macet. Macet in English, jam. Hati-hati. Hati-hati in English, be careful. Next Now I'll give you an example of conversation entitled Kamu sekarang ada di mana? Which in English means Where are you now? As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly. You can repeat after me. And the conversation is between Anna and Hari on the phone. Anna, hello. In English, hello. Hari, kamu sekarang ada di mana? Hari, kamu sekarang ada di mana? In English, Hari, where are you now? Hari, maaf, saya masih di jalan. Maaf, saya masih di jalan. In English, sorry, I'm still on the way. Anna, saya sudah lama menunggu kamu. Saya sudah lama menunggu kamu. In English, I've been waiting for you for a long time. Mengapa kamu belum sampai? Mengapa kamu belum sampai? In English, why do you come late? B. Hari, jangan marah dulu. Jangan marah dulu. In English, don't be angry. Dengar penjelasan saya. Dengar penjelasan saya. In English, let me tell you the reason. Anna, sekarang katakan mengapa kamu terlambat. Sekarang katakan mengapa kamu terlambat. In English, okay, tell me why do you come late? Hari, tadi di jalan ban mobil saya kempes. Tadi di jalan ban mobil saya kempes. In English, my car tire is flat. Selain itu, hari ini jalanan macet sekali. Selain itu, hari ini jalanan macet sekali. In English, there is also traffic jam. Sabar ya. Sabar ya. In English, be patient, okay? Sebentar lagi saya sampai. Sebentar lagi saya sampai. In English, I'll be there soon. Anna, oh baiklah. Oh baiklah. In English, alright. Hati-hati ya. Hati-hati ya. In English, be careful. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. We'll meet again with me, Harnita, in our Music Corner. Today we will present you Kroncong songs by Sruti Raspati. To open our program, our segment of program of Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Kidung Surgawi by Sruti Raspati. Listener, that was Kidung Surgawi by Sruti Raspati. Sruti Raspati was born in Solo September 26, 1980. Since at young age, Sruti has been already familiar with the world of performing arts. Why not? Her father is a puppeteer, while her mother is a sindan and dancer. With a cultural atmosphere in her family, Sruti grew to become a person who holds the tradition tightly. Even she still loves a lot of modern culture. Sruti's debut on stage was performed while performing on the August 17th anniversary ceremony while she was still young. Not satisfied with just performing on stage, Sruti also explored the knowledge by continuing education in the Department of Javanese Language and Literature in 11 Maret University of Surakarta. Sruti was active in various student activity units in the art field, such as singing, dancing, and theater. Well, listener, here is another Kroncong song by Sruti Raspati entitled Sapulidi. Enjoy the song. Kroncong song entitled Sapulidi by Sruti Raspati. After being graduated from 11 Maret University of Surakarta, Sruti had a career in television as a local TV news presenter in Surakarta. Besides, she often performed some plays, both traditional and modern ones. In addition, Sruti performed as a sindan or kroncong singer on various occasions. Her name was increasingly known after she appeared on several national private television stations. Sruti's talent continues to be appreciated by various circles. Even she was entrusted to open the Miss World 2013 event with her tuneable voice. Even though her career in entertainment is quite interesting, Sruti chooses to be civil servant as her main career. At first, Sruti was accepted as Javanese language teacher in one of high schools in Solo. However, because she was active in promoting Solo tourism, Sruti was eventually transferred to the Department of Culture and Tourism of Surakarta to continue to promote Solo culture as well as Javanese customs and tradition. Sruti keeps active to perform in many stages even she becomes civil servant. She does that in order to promote culture and local wisdom of Java. Well, listener, that was today's Kroncong Music Corner about Sruti Respati. To conclude our segment of Music Corner, here we'll present you the last two songs by Sruti Respati entitled Pandan Wangi and Selendang Sutra. Enjoy the songs and see you in the next Music Corner. Happy listening and goodbye for now.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.